Okay. About 18 months ago, Piers asked me if sometime I would come up and do a word of testimony. And I don't know if you've noticed, when Piers asks you something, he's not altogether asking sometime. But seriously, I was encouraged by the inclusion, and I did say yes. So, I'm going to use, if I may, this book as a bit of a crutch, but it's not going to be an advert, but I will give you just a bit of background about the book before I share some hopefully super encouraging things with you. This is by Dave Hoppy Hopwood, your friend of mine, regular speaker here. And you might not know, Dave's quite an author. He's done other books. This is only the first one. This is only the latest one. And on this one, he's been good enough to include me, carry me, in that I've done the illustrations for it. And it's been about a year, I guess, in production. And whilst working with Dave, there's been many sort of very spiritual, very different, very sort of blessed things kind of happen. And when the first one of these things happened, I remember thinking, right, I must share that with somebody, probably at chapel. And when the second sort of super thing, sort of very, very poignant thing kind of happened, I thought, right, I really must say, discuss that with maybe a couple of people on Sunday morning or whatever. When, like, the sixth or seventh really different blessing, sort of spiritual, godly thing happened, in the back of my mind, I'd gotten to thinking, when we finish, I'll maybe ask if I can do just a little advert in morning sort of notices, and I'll share one or two of these things, you know, with it as an encouragement, as a witness. I must do that. I was probably so cavalier in my mind because finishing was a long way off. It's just a different, distant dream, probably. But 4 weeks ago, we did finish. And Dave and I sent off for an online sort of proof copy so we could both have a look at the book, doing it online, before we ordered all our stock. Now, 3 weeks ago, because some of you might have been here, Piers got hold of a copy. Now, I still don't fully understand how he did that, but if anyone could get hold of an advanced copy 3 weeks before even our stock arrived, it would be Piers. The man has connections. So with no notice at all, zero notice, Piers did kindly do a little advert in notices, and I was so relieved. I thought, brilliant. Yes, yet again, Piers has saved me, he's helped me out. I haven't got to stand up, I haven't got to do that, I haven't got to share those things. All those blessed, wonderful things that happen, I can put them under the bed and never forget about them. Nobody need ever know. But that wouldn't do, really. So, just briefly, I'll do three sort of special things that did happen. And I could do 10, but we'll keep it to 3. And to stop us dropping off, I'll put some of the pictures up as we go. This first story is, I would say, all about planning. To give you a clue, this particular drawing is nothing to do with actually this story. It's just one of my favourites. And Harrison was my test pilot for the pictures as I finished them. And I showed him this one, and quite right, he said, well, I can see that Noah's made a sort of a biblical times JCB, but wouldn't it be easier if he just got out and moved that block? And of course, he was right, quite right about that. I'll put a Bible verse. It seems very fitting and quite correct that we have a verse that you might know anyway, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Seeing Peter's face, he knows it already. So the story is, way back before, got to think where I am now. I was just starting to be a regular here, and Dave also became like the new boy. He came to speak for the first time, and we soon get to know the speakers, don't we? Because they tell you all about themselves. And it was very clear he was a multimedia man. He'd got the old projector out and with his mime, and he shared with us how he does children's work. And I just got this sort of spiritual niggle as he was talking. Thought, can I offer him, I could do a drawing. And at the time, I had a bit of a letdown with, I was doing some other church-based children's cartoons, and that kind of suddenly stopped. But this was more than that, the spiritual niggle, although looking back now, maybe it was when God closes one door, he opens another. So I had it in mind, that maybe like the second, possibly third time he came, to introduce myself to him. And we stood right there at the piano, and I remember it, and I thought, he's going to think I'm very cosmic or crazy, I don't know. We're talking, I knew we'd get it on. And I said, Dave, a bit of a spiritual niggle, I could offer you, like, if you ever wanted, with the work that you're doing, like something very bespoke, like a dog skateboarding, reading a Bible, something you can't get on internet free clip art, here's my number. And sort of saw something in his face. Don't think it was horror. And it was a good 3 weeks later, he rang me up, and we had a proper meeting and coffee in town. And it was, he revealed to me that he'd had a spiritual niggle to do a book, something very different. With he knows the science of making sounds with the infant to bring on speech, and a book, the gap in the market, with made up words, so the child can look at the sounds that are being made, etc. And he said, well, Lord, if you want me to do this, I need an illustrator. It needs to be very visual. And Lord, you know all about it. I've got no money to spend. And, well, not my drawings, not what I mean, but if you're in central London, a sort of 30-40 bespoke illustrations, full colour, without breaking sweat, four figures, no problem. But Dave had faith, and he even had a folder with the script in, labelled Awaiting Illustrations. So if you put yourself in his shoes, sleepy Aversham Village, cold, wet February morning, small chapel, and he's leaning on the piano, and a loon comes up to him and says, Dave, I want to draw for you. So that kind of worked out. And the Bible verse, if you haven't guessed it, I thought was Jeremiah 29 begins, for I know the plans I have for you. Second little story, this illustration is one of the more complex, and that was kind of the point. Really, I'm thinking here that time was very poignant. Some time was the key to what I was going to mention. Our Bible verse, I'll put a Bible verse up. 2 Peter 3, verse 8. Dave would trickle down, email me with different outlines for the next illustration, sometimes a few at a time, sometimes one by one. And when this one came through, I very quickly could sort of, I couldn't read them until I was ready to do them, until I was in that space, because once I had read them, they were in my head, and I just sort of got to get it out. And it was like trying to play chess with Harrison, and all I can see is a rampant sheep sort of thing. And, so I read this, and very quickly I thought, right, okay, I know what this is going to hopefully look like. But funnily, over a year before I'd even met Hoppy, I hadn't been feeling so well. And it was very cathartic to write things down, write spiritual things down. And I'd hesitate to call it a book, but there was quite a chunk, a bit of a chapter, sort of given up to a dream, a bit of a Joseph moment that I'd had. And I don't normally remember dreams. I said I'd been drawing at the time. And it was all about animals coming out of Noah's Ark. And it was only when I was like, well started on this picture, oh gosh, yes, that was a big thing, and that was a while back now. But I guess it's sort of timeless to the Lord, really, which is backed up by 2 Peter chapter 3. With the Lord, a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. Finally, crushing on, this picture is, now this really is a bit of a ocean-going, fur-lined, fully functioning God incident, if you like, in that we were about three-quarters of the way through, and we thought we need to tackle the nemesis, which is the cover. poignant two reasons. You got just a few seconds to make a good impression. It's got to sell the book, but also it's full colour, what we call bled edges. So whereas some of the other pictures, I could just draw them, and Dave did all the computer work, and he'd fit them into his blank pages on his computer that were already set up for a book, put them in, and he'd balance the type, he'd do all of that. He said, on this one, I've been very demanding of all the illustrations. You decide. You come up with something. And so I thought, oh, gosh, right, I pray about this. There's a bit of pressure here. I need to get it right. And said, well, I'll do, like, three roughs, so three, like, starting ones, and then you decide, and we'll go and we'll work on that, and we'll go from there. So I made a start, and we draw in a traditional way before sort of washing them into the computer. But to compile the different bits, I needed a page. If you know anything about computers, I'm not a computer person, but, and our program is very old, but I needed a really big sheet of paper, if you like, to compile and do the three different roughs. And I just made it, well, I need lots of resolution, so I made it, for argument's sake, 5,760 by 8,740. I thought, right, okay. And when you're doing anything, when you're making anything, sometimes it's like wading in cement. Sometimes things go swimmingly. And with this, just everything went right. I thought, oh, yes, that's come out good. And I'd compile that on the page, and it would fit nicely. I mean, this is blessing enough. And pretty soon, I wanted to make it really good. And I remember at the time even sort of moving, juxtapositioning some work that I maybe should have been doing. Mrs. Fingy's shelves needed doing. But I'd stay, and over a couple of sessions, crack on with the cover. And before too long, I was kind of like 4 hours down a one-way street with no hope of reversing. And I thought, oh, I really need to sell it to Hoppy. I'll put the colour on as well. So I washed the colour in, and then things really couldn't be moved, because on my program they'd leave a space if you start fiddling around. And then also the colour, you can see, is graduated. So if you change the size, it goes all blotchy, all condenses, and doesn't become like it is. Right, well, there it is. I'm quite pleased with it, but he's going to shout. He's going to think I'm taking over. It's not what we talked about. Sent it off to him. He must have been online, instantly pinged back, said, Nickers, I love it. Stick with that. That's perfect. It's just what I wanted. Cover done. We'll just put our names on later. That's fine. Like, oh, no. But it's not even, it's just oblong. It's supposed to be a rough. I thought, right, well, I could stay up all night. I'll just redo it when we find the page size. And but if you can imagine, if I move that palm tree, the little black marks there, or where the edge of the page would be. If it's different, I'm going to have to move that tree, and then everything's going to have to move. So anyway, tried to play it down, mailed him back, and said, Dave, could you tell me the exact page size, ratio, aspect ratio, and format that is on your computer, and we'll work it out. And he didn't get straight back to me, because on his computer, they were just blanks. They were made up from the previous book. It was all set. There was nothing we could do about it. That's the way the publisher wanted it. But the next day, he did come back and gave me the sizes. And I mean, you know what I'm going to say. It opened up the email, and there it was, 5,760 by 8,740. It was not just the same ratio. It was the same. It was the same numbers. Exactly the same. Of course, Mr. Ficky, I doubted it. So have you given this to me when we... No, that was before. That was when I started my previous book. So the Lord was definitely with us. And the circular world would probably say, oh, that's a coincidence. But the probability, and we know, it was the Lord just saying, right now, right here, if you had forgotten, you're doing exactly carry on. Exactly what I wanted. So the verse, I guess, begins with Isaiah. Oh, I didn't put the verse up. Isaiah 41, verse 10. There we go. So do not fear, for I am with you, which was good advice and helped us through. So we leave the last word for Mr. Noah himself. This is the simplest, silly little illustration right at the end of the book. It's quite small on the page. But Mr. Noah is saying, look deeper into my story in Genesis, etc., for the reader. And this was Dave's vision, and certainly, I guess, the Lord's intention, that at the end of the day, it was all about the recipient opening the Bible. And very poignant, an ex-minister of mine said many wonderful things, but one of the most straightforward and simple things that just stuck with me, and I think about it every day, he just said, when you sit down and you open the Bible, it makes God smile. That's super, and that was just very poignant. I think that's worth doing all just for that. So finally, this is the advert. We do have stock now. They are $5.99. We don't make on that at all. That just covers completely the production cost. But only if you feel that the Lord can use a copy somehow through Dave or myself, or they are online as well. But that was the whole idea. So shall we say a little prayer together? Dear Lord, thank you for all the different ways that you communicate with us. With the aid of your Holy Spirit, help us to see you in everything we do and everything we say. We praise and thank you for your instigation of this simple book, and pray now for every potential recipient. You may have someone in mind. You already know them by name. We ask that in some small way this will help them get to know you more. Amen. So before we hand back to Pierce, shall we attempt 128, which is Father God, I wonder.